Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about here on Bravo. Well, not really here on Bravo, because we're not actually on Bravo. But anyway, I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com and The Banter Blender, and joining me, as usual, is the wonderful and hilarious and always just lovely Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Perks Bachelor Podcast and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Audiobooks. Hey, Ronnie, what's going on?
Well, hello, Ben.
Good to hear your voice again.
You too. It's been so long.
I know. It's been all of 24 hours. Now, this is a very special episode because we not only get to hear your voice, but also two additional voices, because we have special guests from Bravo, two of the stars of our favorite new show, Summer House. It's Kyle Cook and reporter Christina Gibson. Hey, guys.
Yay.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up?
Honored to be here.
Oh, my God. We are honored to have denizens of
the... I know you guys from listening to the podcast, so this is exciting.
I know. And I feel like we know you guys from watching you guys get really drunk in Montauk.
And also naked. Like, we've seen you naked with little blurs over your boobs and stuff. So
yeah, the blurring, I guess I was very impressed with just how little they blurred. It's like, oh, we'll just blur the areola and let everything else kind of exist.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys have seen me naked. I don't think I was naked this summer. But everybody else, yeah, I think you've probably seen me.
Christina, you weren't even naked in the beginning. I feel like you took off your top in the beginning. Did you not?
I think that I did.
But my memory.
I think she was emotionally naked.
I've seen you naked.
You have to take me to dinner before you get to see that, you guys. Come on.
Girl, that's some old fashioned bullshit. I like that.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens.
When... a lot of summer.
Yeah, Kyle, you had definitely a lot of blurred moments. But Christine, we'll see what happens when you get to the bottom of that giant magnum you stole at the end of the season.
Yeah.
That sounded totally date rapey. I'm sorry. That was not meant to sound that way. I just meant the rosé would be flowing. Actually, can I tell you something? I went to happy hour on Friday, on St. Patrick's Day, and I actually got rosé. And I like rosé as it is, but I feel like it was partially motivated by Summer House.
Yeah, I'm glad that you enjoyed it.
I did.
So many people just, I mean, on Instagram, Snap, people just sending me videos of them just popping rosé, saying what else, Kyle, and proceeding to get drunk. And I'm glad that it's just spreading like wildfire.
Yeah. What else,
I know,
Kyle.
I don't even know if we were trying to make it a thing, but I feel like it's kind of like become the thing of Summer House.
Yeah, it's like you guys were just like pure rosé aficionados. By the way, before we get too far into this, why don't you guys plug whatever social media you want to plug? Kyle, you want to start with you? What sort of, where can people find
sure.
you on Twitter and Instagram, et cetera?
So I more or less have the same handle. It's I'm Kyle Cook. So that's the letters I, the letters M, and my name, and Cook has an E. I also have a website, kylecook.com. And then on Facebook, I am Kyle Cook Official.
Mm. And Christina?
On Instagram and on Facebook, I am at Christina Blair Gibson. There is no H, so C-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Blair Gibson. And then at Twitter, I am at Christina Gibson, also no H.
Awesome. So
I'm looking at Kyle's website right now. Rawr, giant hot face.
Yeah, that needs to be updated. But I try to stay active on Instagram, Snap, Twitter. Actually, I thought it was funny how in the finale you guys mentioned how the amount of love that our cast was giving kind of dwindled. But I wanted you to know that I've been listening all along. I think I'm still getting used to Twitter. It's a little overwhelming.
Twitter's weird.
I still
yeah.
have a small account.
Yeah, it was funny.
I mean,
go on, Christina. Yeah.
I was going to say, I think I feel like I try to be active on all of them now, but I think Everett said something funny. He was like, Twitter is like the group text of America, which is kind of true, because during this show, you just hit the hashtag and you're talking to all people, strangers, whatever, everybody giving their opinion. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I try to be active on everything. I'm probably most active on Instagram and Twitter, but I'm on Snap sometimes. Kyle loves Snap.
How has the attention of the show, suddenly you have thousands of people, you know, talking about you guys on these various platforms and podcasts like ours, how has that affected you guys and the other cast members?
I mean, you guys are freaking entertaining. I think you guys are really funny. Even when you guys are making fun of me, I'm still laughing. So, I mean, this podcast is hilarious.
Well, I mean, I think that it's fun to go out and have people come up to you and say, you know, hello, and that they love watching the show, and that, you know, whether they could relate to what I was going through, or they just think I'm their spirit animal, or they just want to get drunk with me. Mm-hmm. It's been fun. I was out last night and at a very small venue
Kyle, weren't you at the Museum of Sex?
Yeah, I was actually at the Museum of
very
Sex.
Very small venue. Back up a little bit. Okay.
Oh, really? Like, how far do they go back?
Well, I just didn't know. They had an actual, like, venue in the basement, and this DJ that I love was launching a mixtape among dildos and, you know, jars of Cisco, which I guess is a sexual thing. I didn't know that.
Wow.
Just a regular Monday night for Kyle.
Sounds like it could be a very interesting spinoff for Summer House.
Winter Sex Dungeon. In the West Village on Sunday, and a drag queen outside a bar came up to me and told me that they love Summer House. So I thought that was pretty hilarious.
Oh, right,
I think it's funny to see the reaction of people who watch it who you wouldn't necessarily think would watch it. So I think it's been fun.
Yeah, I mean, when you guys were taping the show, did you have any idea of how you were going to be portrayed? Did you have any sense? And then were you surprised by what the final product was like?
I mean, go ahead, Christina.
Ladies first.
I was going to say, since everyone called me reporter every 10 minutes, I wasn't shocked that that's how I was portrayed.
That, by the way, that was like one of the strangest insults I've ever heard.
I know, and then
TV.
I jumped in on the bandwagon at the tail end, didn't I?
It really was like a bandwagon mentality, right? I feel like people thought that that was an insult, so everybody kept saying it, but it doesn't really bother me. It's like, I don't know, say anyone's occupation, like, whatever, guys.
Yeah, it was definitely strange. I just loved how it felt like at a certain point, like after the halfway point, it was every episode someone would go up to Christina and be like, oh, well, Reporter Gibson reporting live.
Well, I should note that my new title is reporter and producer. So maybe I'll do more producing if there's a season two.
That's too reporting. Long of a diss, Christina. Okay, people can't like do your whole resume when they're trying to diss you.
I know.
I feel like on Summer House they would. I feel like oh, well, reporter and producer Christina Gibson reporting and producing live from Montauk.
Nothing's too long. I think that last scene, and you know, obviously we should probably talk about it because Christine and I had a little bit of
falling
out.
Yeah, what's going on with you guys? This is like a reunion. Oh my God, let it all out.
We can touch on that, but I will say that, you know, I'm an open book. I'm a complete goofball, sober, drunk. During the week, I do live a professional life, if people can believe it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I wasn't that surprised. I guess what was interesting for me, I never really watched Bravo before. Mm-hmm. And just kind of understanding how it all goes down and how it translates. You know, you're taking an entire summer and condensing it down into, you know, 10, 43-minute episodes. Mm-hmm. And, it is surreal, quite frankly, just, you know, watching it and reliving it. And in some cases, living it, because I was too drunk to remember in the first place. Mm-hmm. I think we were portrayed kind of as we are. And I don't think they had to get too creative on the editing front.
I will say I was surprised at how much they'd cut to my face, like close-ups of my face. Like,
but they're priceless.
Does nobody else make faces? Like, I don't know why.
It always looked like... You just had some wasabi or something. Like someone would say something and you'd be like, oh.
Yeah, you can't really hide your emotions, and it's hilarious. Like your face will literally, like those little bubbles under your eyebrows that will just kind of twitch a little bit, and you can tell when you're getting upset. You're like the Hulk. Like when the Hulk starts getting mad, you know, and the veins.
Yeah. I guess I never really noticed how the faces that I make, but yeah, I did notice that.
Christina,
that
was don't play poker ever. Yeah. Like, never.
But that was actually one of my favorite things. I think if you guys were even to go back to the Vanderpump Rules crossover, which I also wanted to discuss, but when we, if you go back there, when Christina, when you first made your debut, I remember thinking, I don't know who that girl is in the corner, but she keeps making these faces, and I feel like this is someone I'm going to really enjoy, you know? So I think it was, for someone like me, it was a way in.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you guys like them. I guess I just like my very expressive with my face. I don't know. I never realized it was a thing until I watched myself back on TV.
Very meme worthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a meme worthy face. So, speaking of the Vanderpump Rules crossover, since that's how this all started, Kyle, when you were giving Stassi shit for her white turtleneck bathing suits and calling her Steve Jobs, we died. Yeah. But also, I noticed here on your Instagram that you're posing with Stassi at CBS and you're wearing a white turtleneck.
So it was a tribute. It was a tribute outfit.
Was there a bottom part? It was like a dickie, like another tribute to it.
No, I mean, well, let me actually first clarify. So I wasn't actually trying to give her shit. Believe it or not, and actually she listens to you guys. I actually was the one who introduced her.
Oh, really?
Because her Twitter feed's probably just so noisy that she had never heard of you. And like after about two episodes, including the crossover, I reached out to her and I'm like, do you listen to this? Because if you don't, drop everything. We've become good friends. Yeah. And I was like, you guys are absolutely hysterical. I literally, the crossover episode, I was at the gym, you know, and I was laughing because you're basically making fun of me being a bro and being a douche. And here I am at the gym. I was laughing so hard. I literally was like dropping weights and people were looking at me because I'm just like, I could not hold a straight face or hold weights for that matter.
Wow.
But, you know, that was a funny, funny scene to watch because I mean, that was the Sunday of our first weekend. Mm-hmm. I forgot to have lunch because we were rushing out of the house to get to the beach. We were drinking for a good couple hours before the Vanderpump Girls arrived. And, you know, like I said, I never really watched Bravo. So when Lauren and Ashley explained, hey, they've got, you know, a show out in California. We know them through our friend and we've invited them out. I'm like, stop right there. I don't want to know anymore because I don't want to, like, you know, have any assumptions or any conclusions. I guess I should have, like, better understood the names. But I guess that made TV after all.
Well, I mean, what was the genesis? I guess let's start from the very beginning, the genesis of Summer House. Like, how did it come together and how did, you know, this Vanderpump Rules crossover happen? Do you guys have this? I'm too lazy to actually look it up. Do you guys have the same producers or was it just was there a true relationship with the Workers Twins and Stassi?
So
we have our producer used to work on Summer House. I'm sorry, she used to work on Vanderpump and came over to do Summer House. So we did share a producer. But the show was like a long time in the making. Originally, it was what, me, you, Kyle, and the twins. And then they kind of changed it a little bit after that.
It actually goes even further back. So 2 years ago, I just responded randomly to a casting email that my buddy forwarded to me because he's got a family house out in Montauk. And he actually took me out for the very first time, like 12 years ago. So I just literally, I was quoted in Page Six for shits and giggles. I responded, and it kind of, you know, didn't go anywhere the summer of 2015. But then it switched producers, switched hands, and then they're like, no, we want to do an existing group of friends. Mm-hmm. And so they found out that they also during that when they it switched hands, they met the Workuses and they met Christina and then they realized that I knew all of them. And then they, you know, they had like initial core and then we started introducing friend and after friend, after friend.
And you guys are all friends, right? Except I got the sense that Carl was like a newbie to the group, right?
Yeah. Carl was a newer addition and Steven, I'd met him before through Lindsay, but I feel like he didn't know everybody as well as some of us have known each other. Like, you know, Kyle and I go back for years, the twins and Lindsay and I go back for years. I think Steven and Carl were kind of like newer additions, but, Kyle, you
Everett
knew Carl
and I knew Carl. Yeah. We had literally met each other out in Montauk summer of 2015.
Okay.
And at the same time, Everett and I kind of agreed, hey, he'd be a great addition. And so, you know, it was kind of actually pretty late in the process. That was probably like April or so.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it came together. I think the only reason, the only way that Bravo is going to do a show like this is if they found an actual existing group of friends.
Yeah.
Because what worked for Vanderpump was it was organic, mm-hmm. and it wasn't casted in the sense that, you know, a bunch of strangers that are bound to butt heads were put together.
Yeah.
And then the whole crossover just had, you know, once the producers found out that Lauren and Ashley knew Stassi, it, you know, I think it made
sense.
Perfect. Yeah, because that's obviously how Vanderpump launched. They crossed over right out of Real Housewives. And so it was a good sign on Bravo's part. They're like, hey, right. if you guys have an existing relationship here, let's do a crossover.
So, Christina, if you were part of this core group, why were you like the nomad in the house, always finding a new bed every single weekend? I would have thought you would have surely had locked down your own bed.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, I have a lot of questions about this summer if I was a long-term friend. Not really sure about a lot of things that happened. But we had certain people who were renters. You know, Kyle had found the house, so he was one of the renters. And the twins and Lindsay and Steven, so they kind of had dibs on the bedrooms. And then for the guests, which was myself mm-hmm. and Carl and Jacqueline, we were kind of, you know, depending on what weekends we were there and where there was space, kind of figuring out ourselves. But, you know, Lindsay, obviously by default, Everett and her were in the bedroom. And then Kyle had his own domain for,
for
time, and the twins of the master. So I would share with Steven sometimes, or like airbed every now and then. But definitely when you're in a house, you have an advantage being a renter over a guest.
So when you guys saw the actual show, what reignited fights within your friend group? I mean, were there things that you guys didn't know as you watched that you saw on air and got pissed off about? Like my biggest question, I guess, involving that is for Christina, because I think the twins didn't really ever understand what had really happened in that fight, because Carl made it sound so different than it did. Like, he didn't make it just sound like, don't cross the Workus twins. He was like, well, she made it sound like you were in love with me, babe. So did that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like watching it now, I didn't even know everything, because mostly all you see is what is in front of your face. So if some of the group is at dinner and some is at home, like, you don't know what's happening when you're not there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think Carl totally just scapegoated me. Like, he basically lost interest in Lauren and used me as the reason for it, when really I don't think I had anything to do with it, because I haven't been involved with them since the end of summer, and I never said anything else about their relationship. And as far as I know, they're not together. So, like, clearly it's not because of anything I said or did, because I haven't been involved in that situation in months.
Right.
So I think that, you know, he used it as an opportunity to spin it on me, and Lauren took the bait, and, you know, I was everyone's scapegoat.
Did Lauren normally?
Honestly, you don't see everything. So, I never had a serious conversation with Carl about Lauren. I think one time when we were driving home, I asked if they hung out in the city or if they were going to hang out in the city. But that is not the equivalent of saying, right, like, oh, are you going to put a ring on it? It's like,
wasn't that pretty early on in the summer, Christina?
I don't know exactly when it was, but listen, if a guy likes you, a guy likes you. A friend saying something or asking something, that's not going to scare him away. It's not exactly like I ever said, are you shopping for engagement rings? So I think, you know, it was a cop out.
Yeah. And again, I think that if your other conversation that wasn't on camera, it looked like they had a lot of coverage of you guys. They had these cameras installed everywhere. I feel like they probably, if that conversation existed, they probably would have aired it if they could. So, I guess my question is, did Lauren, after seeing that episode where you basically said, don't cross the Workus twin, was she like, oh, I see, it wasn't really that bad? Did she ever, like, apologize or like, say, ooh, like, I guess maybe I did overreact or something like that?
She's never apologized. I think right after filming ended, we were definitely kind of on the outs. And I think over time, we've gotten to a better place where, you know, we're cool. We're not as close as we were. But no, she's never apologized. And I was a little bit surprised, because I thought, watching it back and seeing, you know, what did happen at the bonfire and what I did say would make her see that I really was just trying to be a good friend and have her back. So right. I'm a little bit surprised that she hasn't said anything, but you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Kyle, you're another one with some big trouble once somebody watches. What was Amanda like when she saw the show? What was her reaction actually watching
week to week? Big trouble with people who watch it.
So here, I mean, this is obviously a loaded question. I think one thing I'll just kind of make clear up front, she was a lot more than a booty call. Mm-hmm. We were hanging out, right up until filming started. And even after I'd broken up with her, I mean, we were never exclusive. But we were kind of on that path. But then I literally didn't think I was going to see her for 3 months. Mm-hmm. Where it was challenging was once her summer house rental was over and I was in August, you know, acting like single Kyle, I was seeing her during the week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything was kind of building. And everyone from the producers to my friends were asking, are you going to invite Amanda back out? And I was, in my mind, I was like, yes, I just don't know when. I feel like I kind of want to see what it's like, you know, to be single. And I think I was a pretty big dick to keep quiet right up until the end. Mm-hmm. You know, I had no idea what I was doing, but, you know, I just want to make it clear that she was more than a booty call because it wasn't just like 3 a.m. texts. Right. We were texting during the day, during the weekends, and then hanging out, you know, probably once a week.
Yeah. But to be fair, you were kind of honest. Like you did have like your breakup dates or whatever, where you're like, hey, let's go to dinner and we're not really dating or
that
whatever.
Was me talking in circle for 2 hours. That's what that was.
But it also makes more.
I really loved those. I liked that was kind of your thing. Like, it's a breakup date.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, my whole thing was like, man, I was confused, and hopefully that's relatable. You know, but it was tough. I mean, I had told her about all this because that's basically the what else Kyle scene was me kind of fessing up to these hookups.
Right.
And
her reaction makes much more sense now, knowing, I mean, because it felt a little weird that, like, why now? All of a sudden she's upset when the whole, all season long, it was like supposed to be a casual, no strings attached thing. And then you say that you made out with some other people, which seemed like it was fairly expected. And then her reaction of being, all of a sudden, after all that, now she's annoyed. And that makes sense if you guys were hanging out during the week.
Yeah, she was just like, really? You waited until the Friday of Labor Day weekend to tell me about things that have been taking place out here for the entire month, mm-hmm. when we've been seeing each other and talking and texting. So she had every right to be upset. I think the challenge, you know, to use like some producer lingo, you know, my story arc for the summer, the challenge was, you know, Amanda was a big part of it, but she was never part of the cast. She never had an opportunity to do some one-on-one time with the camera to tell her side.
Except at the end.
And that's why. Yeah, exactly. It wasn't until the end, they're like, Kyle, would Amanda be open to it? I'm like, I guarantee you she would, because she hasn't had a voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why that, you know, out of context without knowing the history, you know, I could see why it's just like, whoa, why is she getting so upset if I'm just being honest?
Right.
But there were a couple layers to the old onion there.
What, now, why at the beginning of the episode, the season, you were like, I had to break things off with Amanda because I need to be single Kyle for this summer. Was it just like, hey, I'm on a TV show and it's going to be Montauk and I just want to screw around? Or like, what was the motivation for like why you had to be single Kyle, especially because you seem to be hanging out so much with Amanda anyway?
I mean, certainly the show was looming in the background, but I've just never done Montauk and done a house and got into like all the summer antics while I was in a relationship, you know. Right. I had done it for you know, a good couple of years, and I just, quite frankly, I didn't see how it was going to work, because we didn't have a label on a relationship. Even though we were more or less acting exclusively, we weren't telling people, hey, boyfriend, girlfriend. And before I found out she had rented a house with her friends, you know, between a family vacation, weddings, and then 11 weeks of filming, I just literally didn't think I was going to see her. And I just didn't want to have that looming over my head. Even if I don't cheat, I guarantee you, like, the TV show will make it look like I do.
Right.
And, you know, I probably didn't trust myself.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, hey, look, a lot of guys would have just gone and boned a lot of people and not ever said anything. So, yeah. You know, yeah. Cheers on you.
Yeah. Yeah, it was tough. I mean, even that breakup conversation when we weren't even technically breaking up was brutal. And then, you know, we had a couple more of those over the summer. And, you know, it wasn't really until I literally sat her down during that talk on that Friday in the finale where I realized, you know, as corny as it sounds, just how much she meant to me, because she literally was so disappointed and so let down that it was pretty crushing. I just felt like
she hadn't hooked up at all during the summer on her end.
No. I mean, I think she actually did a podcast with Buttered Pop. And, so I'm going to steal a line that she used. Since we never put a label on it, I think she was holding out, hoping that I would finally give us like a fair chance.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys still together?
So I can confirm that yes, we are.
Oh
right on. You're talking like you're not. Oh,
I know.
Yeah, I was feeling so bad over here. You sound like, and then it ended. I was like, oh.
No, we're actually going to do a live Q&A because people are still, despite us posting pictures finally together, people are still curious. So we're going to do a live Q&A on Instagram tonight.
Oh, okay.
Our Instagram lets you save it, so it'll exist.
Yeah.
But we are together. We've had a ton of amazing time as an actual official couple. Watching the show together was difficult. Particularly, I think the hardest part was the Daria date and that whole.
Oh yeah.
But
was she really intimidated by Daria? Come on.
Yeah.
No, but it was all the other hookups and whatnot where I was just absolutely wasted and.
Oh, because it was premeditated, maybe? Is that what it was? Mm-hmm. Like, you actually, decided to do it? I get it.
Yeah, but you kicked her out, didn't you? Wasn't that the one you were like, take your backpack and go back to the hostel?
Spend the night.
You never hook up with a girl or a guy who's carrying around a backpack all the time, because that means they just want to sleep in your house, okay?
You know, it's so funny. I never noticed the backpack until the episode aired. And I was like, that is weird.
Yeah, if you're ever feeling desperate, go for someone European with a backpack, because they just don't want to pay the hostel.
Yeah. It's basically the rule of thumb. Now, I'm curious about another relationship, which is Christina, you and Lindsay. Where were you guys at the beginning of the summer, and where are you guys right now?
I mean, as far as where we were in the beginning of summer, I think you guys saw it all play out. You know, right. We went into it living together, roommates, friends. You know, obviously she's with Everett, and I knew they were together going into it, but I was living with Lindsay. We'd been friends for years, and I just maybe kind of naively assumed that this is going to be fun, and I'm doing this with my roommate. It'll be fun to do this together. And, I mean, what you guys saw is what really happened, and I think I was pretty blindsided to things when we got into the first fight. And then I think after that, I kind of just tried to avoid her and steer clear basically the rest of the summer and just, you know, be civil. We're in the house together, but kind of keep my space. Mm-hmm. And then you see again at that rosé party, her come at me. And at that point, I was just kind of like, I'm done with this for right now. I mean, I think sometimes she thought we were acting in a movie or something, because she G-chatted me the day after that and was acting like everything's cool. And I'm like, excuse me, like, we're not on a movie set here. Do you not remember like saying shitty things to me yesterday?
Do you think she was playing it up for the cameras then?
I do. I think that she was willing to do whatever she thought it took to try to, I don't know, get camera time or have something to do, or I'm not sure what her motivations are, to be honest, but I don't think she has good intentions. At least people say I have good intentions. I don't think she does a lot of the time. I think she said things to be hurtful and to be mean and that weren't true. And I'm just not sure where that comes from. It's just not in my DNA to do that. But we didn't speak since we finished filming last summer until about 2 weeks ago. Uh-huh. We were at a party, and she said, like, hey, what's up? And then when we watched the finale all together the other night, we had, like, you know, casual chit-chat. So I guess that's like a big deal for us, considering we didn't speak since Labor Day weekend, and we would be at the same events in the same room and just not acknowledge each other's presence. So,
I mean, I'm surprised it didn't happen earlier than that, because like our social circles just collide all the time.
Right. That's what I mean. I mean, we'll be at the same person's apartment in like not a big space, and we just would completely ignore each other.
Wow. So. What was it like during the summer when you're in?
You should keep being friends, because when you have a friend that you can scream at like that, you should keep it. And that's, I think that's how she shows love in a way. Because if you look at how she is with Everett, that's how they are too. I mean, I think that's just how she knows to show love. So feel hugged.
Except the difference is that Christina doesn't get like Everett and Lindsay are, you know, sleeping together. So you get like that benefit.
Yeah, at least they get laid.
If you're just getting into fights and you're not getting laid too out of it, then.
All right. Good point. Good point.
What was it like in the apartment over the summer as like the tensions just mounted? I mean, because you guys still had to live in the same space.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't always comfortable. I think it was definitely a struggle. I think it was probably too much doing this with somebody that I live with during the week and then living with them and their boyfriend on weekends. Like, that's just way too much, especially put cameras there. It's just like, obviously things are going to explode. But I was surprised at some of the low blows she took this summer. And I think that it just kind of made me see what our friendship really is, or the lack thereof. Mm-hmm. You know, she's somebody I knew for 7 years, and obviously we had our ups and downs, but I guess when you go on TV, you find out who your friends are.
Yeah. How did your other roommate deal with it? Cause she must've been right in the middle between both of you guys.
Yeah. I mean, I think Katie plays it pretty neutral. She's friends with both of us. Her and I still live together, so we're very close. I don't ask people to take sides. You know, we're all adults and everybody can do what they want and be friends with who they want. So Katie's friends with both of us. And, you know, I think that she's seen the whole situation for everything that it is. And, you know, at the end of the day, people have to do what they think is right for themselves. I'm not going to tell anybody not to be friends with somebody.
Right. So, Kyle, who was the most mortified out of all the cast as the show played back? Was anybody like embarrassed by what was happening?
I mean, I think we all had our fair share of embarrassing moments. You know, I nothing really stands out, quite frankly. I mean, I'll give you an example where I was embarrassed. You know, I knew I passed out because, like, believe it or not, I do eventually run out of energy.
Okay.
And, you know, I was like, wait a minute. Steven and Carl got to get the final word on my passing out. Like, that's not fair.
okay.
But I think that
it's not fair.
It's like, wait, how are they still up? Like, do the math. You know, I think that, look, it was all a very interesting, you know, every episode was interesting to watch unfold because we are an existing group of friends. You know, I think that, you know, I think everything that Christina said about the situation with her and Lindsay is probably spot on. But I don't know if, you know, Lindsay necessarily had bad motives. I think she was just, you know, not to like side, because obviously I sided with Christina a lot throughout the summer. But I think Lindsay was going through a lot. And it was probably, just like Christina would say the same thing, it was probably not the summer that she expected. Mm-hmm. And she never really got the honeymoon phase with Everett.
But why am I on the brunt of that? Why is that being taken out on me?
Well, I don't think that's it's fair to take it out on you, but I you know.
I think it was tough a spectator. For me to understand. I mean,
yeah. Even just watching that Rosé party fight where she kind of, you were doing what any roommate would ask, is like, are you moving out because we need, you know, 30-day notice? And then she just flipped it right around on you.
Right. And that's why I say I think she does have bad intentions, because I think that she lashes out and hits low, and I don't see a reason for it.
Well, you could see something
it's
change.
It's a complicated situation, that's for sure.
You could see something change in that first time you guys went to the store. I think it was in the first episode. You guys you guys went shopping. Yes.
Kyle by Eileen too.
that's right.
Kyle by Eileen too. And you had your first kind of fight in that store. You definitely saw something switch on when, I mean, that was your first big fight. And it always happens in a reality show with the newer people where you see them kind of come to life in a fight. And there's got to be something kind of flowing through you that's liberating when you're like, yeah, fuck you. Or when you finally get into it, you know, maybe she just got addicted. Maybe she just got the housewife disease.
Yeah, where she's realized that, like, just confronting things is like, super, confronting people is super fun.
Like, I'm at a tea party now, so I'm going to yell at you about, you know, that time you didn't invite me to a place. And then it's like an all-out war, you know?
I also got the sense as a spectator, so this is how, you know, you guys were all portrayed to us, was that a lot of the people in the house were just kind of like super alpha in terms of, they just would just say they had their convictions, their beliefs, and they'd just say it. And I got the impression, Christina, that you were just sort of like taking in stuff a lot of times and thinking about it, whatever. And I think that maybe it just, you know, because it's not saying that you're not alpha, but, you know, it looked more like you were like quieter than they are. And maybe it's just made you an easy scapegoat for them.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think that I do have a strong personality, but I think that I'm more of a reserved person than a lot of people on this show.
Exactly.
Like, and I knew that going into it. I'm like, I'm not super outlandish and wild and crazy. Like, I didn't expect to be like the center of attention star. Like, I'm not Kyle Cook, you know, I'm just like, we're two different people. But I think just because you're not always like the loudest, whatever, like that shouldn't mean that you're a target. I don't think that, you know, listening to other people and, you know, not always wanting to make it about yourself should be a reason for people to target you. Like, that's kind of disappointing. But I guess that's maybe how it works on reality TV. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I do feel like there was 9 people in this house and everybody was extremely loud. I mean, you guys know how fast the workuses talk. Like, mm-hmm. sometimes I felt like we were told, you know, don't talk over each other. So sometimes I would be like, I don't want to interrupt. It's like, now is now a good time to say something. Like, everyone's like motor mouth, you know, 100 words a minute. So I do think that I'm not a quiet person, but I do think I am more reserved than a lot of people in the house. And that probably worked against me, to be honest.
Right. And basically by the end of the season, you had like this giant flame out where you went down to the kitchen and were basically like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Fuck you. And then you just took the bottle and you left and you were saying things like, Kyle, you're my last genuine friend in the house, et cetera, et cetera. So how did that affect your relationship with everyone else in the cast going forward in real life?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, what you saw the last weekend was basically a buildup from the weekend prior where you saw kind of me get into it with all the girls at different points, like 3 different fights in one weekend, and it kind of takes a toll on you. And after that weekend, it didn't really feel like anything was resolved. Like, you saw Lauren say she wanted me to apologize. I apologized, and she said, it wasn't sincere. So I felt like nothing was really resolved after that weekend, but it was still the last weekend. I was going to go make the best of it. And then, like, Kyle has always been like my big ally and the person who has my back, kind of flipped on me about lip syncing. I was just like, all right, fuck this. The deck is stacked. I'm going to go back to the city and, like, I don't need to be here anymore. Like, I can see the writing on the wall. It's not going to end well. So let me just, like, bounce and go back to the city.
I also think, so let's talk about this little, you know, spat we had.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, it was nothing against Christina. It was like wrong place, wrong time. As we were talking about before we started recording, I love music. I love the courage and balls it takes to get up and perform in front of people. And we were literally 5 feet away from these artists. And it does not make an excuse for me to name call. So that's why, you know, I apologize to Christina.
Well,
but
I got that.
You know,
Kyle, we were also wearing microphones that are super sensitive. Those girls could not hear what we were saying. We were whispering, and because we had microphones on, the audience can hear.
Isn't that whispering? But in any event, I was quick to snap. And I think, you know, at that point in time when I was on eggshells with Amanda, no, I did not want her talking to you.
I know, but Kyle, if you watch it back, do you see that literally I'm just trying to comfort the girl who's like crying in the closet? I'm not saying anything about you were with any girls or you're a bad person. I'm just trying to comfort somebody who tried to have my back for a minute, you know?
I guess where I was blindsided was I didn't realize just how upset the both you were and that she was in particular. So when I heard that she's crying after, you know, I was just trying to get you guys to shut up. And she took it very personally. I didn't realize it. And so
alcohol.
Yeah. I mean, that what happened outside before we went inside was not the end of the world. It's not like I would have left because Kyle said I was being an idiot about lip syncing. It's more when we went inside and Kyle, you were like, I'm done with our friendship after this. Like, see you never. Like, after that, I was kind of like, all right, fuck
well,
this.
Well, I mean,
done.
You know, yeah, I put, you know, way too much blame on why Amanda was upset. And I put that on you.
Well, yeah, but they were traumatized because at the beginning of the summer, Christina, you had that innocent conversation with Amanda where you were like, well, you know, he didn't mean anything when he was making out with that girl. And then she was like, what else, Kyle? You know, she was like all pissed. So he was just traumatized from that probably.
I get it. I think we all had a long summer. It was our last weekend. Like, everyone's drained. Everyone's tired. Everybody's like had their, you know, things with other people. And I think it just kind of exploded, unfortunately, between me and Kyle. But I will say that he was, you know, the first person to reach out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, one thing that surprised me was all this talk about how much Christina, you know, medals.
And at the end of the day, I think...
cut out for a sec.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it did. I was saying, Kyle, that you're the only person who's apologized to me, and you reached out to me. You came and met me in person to say sorry. So I don't hold anything against Kyle. I think it was just bad timing.
You saw me snap with Jacqueline, you know, the day prior about the betting situation. I mean, yeah. I was on edge.
Yeah,
we were all on edge the last weekend. It was a long summer.
I still love the line, the mathematician line.
Yeah, I loved some of the fights on Summer House. I really loved how petty they were. I mean, you know, the attack on Jacqueline, the thing about the lip syncing. I mean, that's what we tune in for Bravo for. Like, we want just some real petty shit. And I feel like you guys really delivered that in space.
Well, but that's also what real people fight about. I mean, I've been in that fight where my friends are mortifying me, you know. Like, as much as I like to make fun of stuff, in real life, I don't act like that. Like, I don't just walk into a place and I'm like, you're dumb or whatever. I'm the one who's like, be quiet, I'm mortified, you know, so... We've all been in those.
Yeah. But what was interesting about that lip sync fight was, and this is what I was starting to say, Christina, when you were cutting out, was that, you know, everyone kept on saying Christina's a meddler. But in that instance, it was Lindsay who, it looked like Lindsay was the one who went up to you, Kyle, and was like, Christina's inside talking to Amanda. You need to go in there right now. So I thought that was very hypocritical.
Well, I thought it was funny that you read the definition, Christina, because quite frankly, this was the first summer that I even used metal in my vocabulary.
Right. That was like a hot phrase this summer. I never used it either. And it was like the hot topic, hot word,
and
buzzword.
I think you rightfully, I actually think you missed an opportunity. You said that you're reacting, but I think the bigger thing to point out, in my opinion, is it's not meddling if it actually involves you. And in your situation with Lindsay.
That was my point. That with Lindsay, of course it involved me as my living situation. And with the thing with Carl and Lauren, like, that flirting was happening in front of my face at the bonfire. It's not like I heard that Carl did something and I went to Lauren. Like, I was witnessing that, and I felt like I would have been a bad friend had I not told her. I mean, I guess, listen, she didn't think it was a big deal watching it back, supposedly. But if it were me and I'm involved with a guy and he's going to act like that in front of my face with a housemate in front of other people, that's a huge red flag. That what else is he going to do when my housemates aren't around? Like, that's my perspective.
I think, Christine, it's just about how you go about it. And I'll tell, you know, Ben and Ronnie something that wasn't known to the audience. And this isn't throwing you under the bus, Christina, but the way Christina told Amanda that I'd hooked up with Katie was, we were out on a Sunday on Amanda's birthday, and I go to the bathroom, and then Christina took that opportunity to tell her and tell Amanda's friend that, you know, be careful, watch Kyle's every move because he's making out and hooking up with people. So I think it's just
Christina,
reporter Gibson.
I mean, it's like, hey, happy birthday, by the way.
That's not exactly what happened.
All right.
Well, what's your version of it?
All right, well, first of all, that's the day we went to the vineyard, so I think it's all a little blurry. But my recollection is we were out for Amanda's birthday, and we were chatting, and Amanda was saying, I don't want to see Kyle with other girls this summer. And I was like, if you're concerned about that, maybe you should have a talk and, like, figure out your situation, or, you know, try to, you know, put some parameters on it if you're concerned. And then I thought that she had known about Katie. And I said, you know, making out with Katie meant nothing. Don't worry about that. And then she didn't know. And what you saw was what.
Well, it's a lot more eloquent now. I think, you know, maybe when we were three sheets to the wind, maybe it came out a little differently. But
for sure.
In any event, I was like, but keep in mind, Christina, we were at Surf Lodge, and because we had just ditched the rest of the house, you just had a shitty time, you know, huge fights with Everett and Lindsay. And I was like, you know what? Like, I'm going to surf because it's Amanda's birthday. Why don't you come with me? And so I just felt like, you know, it was a little, the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it wasn't probably the right time or place for sure.
No. Well, you know, beyond all that, if you told Amanda, you know, you're going to be seeing other people or whatever for the summer, then you already did the right thing, right? I mean, I don't know. I'm constantly single, so.
It's like technically, I had no idea what I was doing.
Wait, just to jump back for a second, I just want to say regarding the meddling is now watching it back. Steven is a huge meddler, and yeah. I think did a lot more than I did, and it's because I didn't see. Like, I didn't know how he got involved in the Lindsay and Everett people sleeping in a bed. Like, I didn't know what happened with that. I just heard him say that night when we were in the car ride home that happened. But I never knew how involved he got with that and what transpired after that.
He did it as like a hobby. Okay. Yeah. So, like, he did it for fun. And then he would back up and just laugh.
Yeah. So the fact
whereas
that when
you
I
were
was
more
leaving,
emotionally involved, you know.
Yeah,
what I
when
mean?
I was leaving and Steven pipes up with this all wouldn't have happened if you didn't get anyone's business. Had I known all the stuff business he got in at the time, I would have shot back and it was something. Yeah. But yeah. I didn't know until I saw it back exactly like that he just went in the kitchen and reported on where Carl went with the girl. Yeah. So I just would like to say I think that was very hypocritical.
It was. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I mean, and it's true because context is a little bit of everything. And the difference is that he is like a newbie who is just sort of there as a spectator. And there's sort of this vibe that no one really seemed to even be aware that Steven was there. It seemed like you guys would talk to him. But like the moment you would walk out of the room, you may have 100% forgotten he was in the house just because everyone else seemed much more entangled in each other's lives, you know?
Well, so, I also think there's a little element of, you know, when you meet someone new, you're almost more inclined to kind of tell them your deepest, darkest secrets. Right. And, yeah. You know, I think he was a little bit of like everyone's confidant when like you're having a shitty day or you're not
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Well,
sure what
and also because he's a gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's we're how good people for that. Look at us. You know, they're
well,
like,
I think
oh,
it was funny.
Well, it's the only gay guy. I'll talk to him. And then we're like, girl.
Well, I was trying to put my finger on it. But then you said in the finale episode that you guys did that, well, hey, he gets, you know, you said it point blank. And I wasn't going to say it because I, you know, I don't know if it's appropriate. But you were like, well, yeah, he gets a little freedom because he's gay.
Yeah,
like,
he does. Well, it could have gone one of two ways. Either he gets the freedom because he's gay, or he loses all the freedom because he's the newbie. You know, where it's like this new guy, he comes in and he's starting shit with everyone, and then the pitchforks come out for him. But the pitchforks were already out for Christina. So at that point, you know, the gay side outweighs the newbie side. You know, in the social dynamics.
Well, also guys deal with things so much differently than girls, and we had talked about this too a little bit, but you know, he was confronted at that dinner that you guys were at. Yeah. What's his face? Everett confronted. He was like, dude, what the hell, bleh. And then it was over, you know, whereas yeah. girls, it's like, you did this. Well, I only did that because you did this. And then it just goes on forever because right. the emotions are higher. But right. Steven, like, if you can't get a reaction out of somebody, what are you going to do? And he would yeah. literally just sit there dead-eyed like, yeah. what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say, you guys have drawn attention to this too, that I, when I get worked up, I'm not great at getting my point across. And as you guys
you're
out,
not great about it. You're not great about it.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, definitely that's something watching back. I'm like, if I just made my point instead of getting flustered and upset,
yeah.
it would have been a lot more effective.
Yeah,
but
delivery is everything sometimes.
And my delivery is not great a lot of the time, so yeah. I will definitely own that.
Yeah. And you feel like you're being attacked, so you get into, like, defensive mode. You know?
Exactly, whereas, like, Steven just sitting there being like, you said it, and drinking his drink, like, that's... Yeah. That's the way to go.
It is, because then it's just like he's not a meddler, he's a truth teller, right? But like right. If someone gets defensive, and this is just like any time in life, you know, even if what you do is totally benign, people just see someone being defensive and they're like, well, they're defensive. Well, then she was a meddler. She's a problem maker, you
right.
know?
I mean, I think I felt defensive because I was like, what, my friend of 6 years is believing a guy she's known 2 months over me and, like, getting on me? Like, I was defensive because I felt upset.
Right.
Yeah.
Both girls basically went after you. They believed their men over you, which I thought was actually...
That always happens.
Mm-hmm.
That always happens.
You know, lesson learned. Always. You guys never said on one of the podcasts, never help anyone. So if there's a next summer, my lips are sealed and...
Well, in the middle of a relationship, they always make up, and then you're the enemy at the end.
See, I guess. I've been on the other side of it, where, like, listen, I've gotten played by guys in the past, and you're like, fuck, I wish someone had given me a heads up, because, you know, I feel stupid now. And I felt like, oh, if I can do that for a friend while we're on national TV, of course I'm going to look out for them and, you know, tip them out that something's going on or that this seems to be a red flag. But... clearly, it was not appreciated.
I feel like I've never seen that happen in the history of reality TV ever.
Yeah, well, it was my first season, so learned a lot of lessons.
But good try.
So we should let you guys go soon because we've kept you on forever. But let's just wrap up. I have a question just kind of where everybody's at because we should know where everybody's at.
Especially Carl.
Is Carl just like... basically spinning a lazy Susan of ass at this point?
I think I'm sure he's loving the recognition at bars. No, my boy Carl.
Yeah. We're pretty sure he hates us.
Oh my gosh. I will say this was funny. We were tagged in a post on Instagram and it's some girl in the background is Carl making out with some chick at Bounce. And the caption was like, so-and-so reporting live from Bounce, never crossed a workus. And it was me, the twins, and Steven tagged in it.
That's amazing. Yeah, we had someone in our Watch for Crappens group who, saw Carl making out with her high school friend at a bar. And she also took secret photos and was doing, and was like giving updates in the Watch for Crappens group. And then someone said, reporter Christina Gibson reporting live. So I do like that's become kind of like that term, reporter Christina Gibson reporting live, is synonymous with like breaking news. We see some gossip somewhere. I like that.
I'm going to keep using it if that's okay, Christina.
Go for it, startup entrepreneur Kyle.
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
so we got
Carl and Lauren, you know, they had their hot and cold moments in the fall and the winter, but you know, they are friendly. But at the moment, nothing more.
Mm-hmm.
And Everett and Lindsay continued on their roller coaster.
Are they still fighting and then making up and fighting and making up?
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I don't actually know the actual current status. They hit one of their bigger snags a couple weeks ago.
Ooh.
But I don't, you know...
Did it have anything to do with the taco contract?
So to do the guac. Yeah.
It's tough. I love those guys, and you know, I'm rooting for them, but I also think they need some space. I mean, they went from, hey, let's date to hey, let's do a TV show dating to hey, let's move in.
Yeah, that's tough.
You know, they are like fire on fire. I said it from the beginning, and you know, they are. You know, they're an interesting couple. So, you know, we'll see what happens come summer.
And you know what, Everett, you know, I mean, we gave Lindsay and Everett so much shit on the show. And, you know, Lindsay still would like our little updates. And Everett would, he came onto our Facebook page once and was writing back to people and was like, yeah, man, we're all acting like it's cool. And he made Miss Saigon references. So I appreciate that about them. You know, at the very least, they weren't total assholes to us.
I think everyone can laugh at themselves, which is a good thing about our group. I don't think anybody is like...
And once you guys started doing the adagio for strings, Everett's got to love it. You know, I mean, it's just too funny. And I don't know how you guys are so witty on the spot, but it's just absolute gold.
Lots of coffee.
Who else is there? Update us about the twins.
Ashley's Brad.
There we are.
How's she doing?
Ashley's good. She's back in California with Brad. They got a home together, and she is working on opening her store out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
cool.
We should just go to her store, Ronnie. We'll do a road trip down to
I don't think it's built yet. I think it's under construction, but for sure, when it's open, you guys should totally go and like have her on the podcast and everything. Will be great.
Oh my God. We'll just get
a fight in there.
Yeah. We get both twins on.
It's certainly, I'm sure, been interesting for Lauren. You know, they've spent some serious time apart. She was here pretty often, you know, maybe once a month when we were doing our interviews and whatnot in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it's now kind of that time of year where summer's on the horizon, and I'm sure, you know, there's the temptation for Ashley to you know, be by Lauren's side again. So right. I think it'll be interesting to see what happens, particularly if we get a second season, which, you know, knock on wood, I think should happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would she fly in? I mean, I guess she would just spend. I guess if you guys got a second season, I can't imagine not having both Workus twins.
They're a package deal.
Yeah.
I think it'll just be a little different. You know, I'm not sure how they'll do it, especially with Ashley's work situation. And, you know, Brad's a very cool, understanding, fun guy, but I'm sure, you know, maybe he would be in a position to, you know, visit with her. Who knows?
Yeah.
Last year he couldn't film, which is one of the challenges.
Right.
We got Jacqueline.
We got Jacqueline. So Jacqueline's actually dating the guy that she was that she had broken up with prior to the summer.
Okay.
Jacqueline and I and Christina were kind of all in similar boats in terms of we were seeing people up until the summer.
Mm-hmm. And then we got back with them after summer, Kyle. What does that say about our summer?
Exactly. We literally
went back to the well.
I like that you guys treated it like being deployed. You're like, I'm gonna be at war. Don't wait for me, babe.
Getting on the jitney.
Who'd we miss? Steven. What's going on with Steven?
Yeah, so Steven, you know, I think he actually mentioned it on he did a podcast with
Stassi,
right? Cassie. Oh. What's her name?
Oh, Kate Casey.
Kate Casey.
Yeah.
Kate Casey.
Oh, she loves you guys.
Yeah, no, he's we actually became pretty good friends. I mean, I know there was like this boys club between him and Carl, but it was funny because I think we went in the summer thinking we were going to butt heads.
Mm-hmm.
We actually became pretty good friends, and we've you know, kept it up. I don't see him too much.
Mm-hmm.
We've had, you know, some fun nights, especially when the Vanderpump kids come to town.
Yeah.
We'll end up going out on like a random Tuesday.
And by the way, what was it like?
He's doing his event thing. And
good.
What was it like, by the way, real quick, when those Vanderpump women came to the summer house? Was it like, this is so fun? Or was it like, this is like a like oil and water situation?
I don't eat things with claws, so.
I thought they were all nice. I did think it was like a little funny how Sheena and Kristen didn't eat seafood, but I don't know if that was our fault for not asking ahead of time like what their dietary preferences are, because I guess if you're hosting people, you should ask that, or if it was more of like they should have pretended they liked it. I don't know.
They could have asked just beforehand.
That's an LA thing. Yeah. Like you look at a restaurant here and people are like, can I have the salad without the lettuce and then without this dressing? And like, I have gluten and nah.
Yeah.
I was pretty laser focused because I quickly figured out that there was only one single girl of the four.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I've like hung out with Katie and Kristen, you know, in the fall and whatnot, it was almost like hanging out with them for the first time because I was A, shit-faced, and B, focused on Stassi. But yeah, I think, you know, it was a fun day. I think we were acclimating. It was kind of funny because like they were like the newbies in the sense that it's their first time in Montauk. They had no idea what to expect, the Hamptons. And here we are. It's our first weekend on camera.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little bit of like, maybe they felt a little out of place. Just because it's like the Hamptons.
Yeah, I think we both probably felt like newbies in different ways. That's a good way to put it, Kyle, because like they're the ones who've done this for so many seasons, but then they're in a place where they've never been and they don't know anything about. So, right. Yeah, I think there was like new vibes on both sides.
Yeah, I think there's plenty of room for more crossover. There's plenty of room for more crossover. Now that we're like all friends, we all like gone out and gotten absolutely wasted on weeknights when they're in town doing press and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be a completely different experience.
Although now I kind of want to keep you guys separated because now I feel like you know, you guys have created your own little ecosystem, and I'm used to it. And now I feel like I liked the crossover to get you guys started, but now I feel like I just want to see you Summer House people in your Summer House and not be sullied with any other like interlopers.
No, too late. One of his Instagram pictures is sitting in between Jax and Carl on.
Oh, yeah, from when you guys were on Watch What Happens.
Watch What Happens.
I feel like that's a good sign. That's a good sign that you guys were invited onto that show. You know, sometimes with a new Bravo show, you know, it's like it doesn't even exist. You know, it's just like we're the only ones talking about.
I mean, we were bummed we didn't get a reunion, but if we did, it would have been like a half an hour, which I don't think we'd be able to cover anything.
Yeah, it's not enough time to get into anything.
Yeah. Not only was there tons to talk about during the, you know, that what went down during the summer, but there's been so much that's gone on in the off season, you know, so there's just no way a half an hour would have done it justice. So I actually think it was a little bit of a blessing in disguise we didn't get a reunion, which I guess they don't offer season one shows all that often.
Yeah. And I was trying to find some news on the ratings, and it looked like after the initial, you know, bump from the premiere, it looked, and then, you know, there's always a drop off, and it looked like though your ratings did go up over the course of the season, which, you know, hopefully will bode well for.
Yeah, I think, you know, what's interesting about our show is the ratings kind of coincide with how a summer usually goes out in the Hamptons. I mean, it starts out kind of calm, cool, collected, and it just heats up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the first half of the summer, not only were we kind of like acclimating to a different type of summer, but yeah, I mean, June literally rents for half of what August costs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Wow.
August is just crazy. There's bigger parties. There's more people. And by then, because, you know, we've done summer houses for about the same period of time. By then, you spent a lot of time with your housemates.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you know, not everyone is, it's not as smooth sailing as it was, you know, the very first.
Thank God. Well, we see the ratings go up just in our show. So
yeah.
Now that we've separated all the shows into their own days, we saw your ratings on our show go up a lot towards the end.
Thanks,
so it seemed like people were really getting into it as it went along.
Thank you guys for the support and covering us and making us laugh every week.
My God, we love it. Thank you guys for having such a good sense of humor, you know? It's terrifying meeting people we make fun of.
Well, I mean, we're glad.
It's better to laugh than cry, right?
That's right. I mean, no, it's true. I mean, it's funny because we started watching it being like, okay, we're just going to make fun of these people. But, you know, like about halfway through the season, I went from just kind of making fun of every little thing you guys did to actually starting to get invested in things. And I think actually, Christina, it was your fight with Lindsay that got me emotionally invested in the show, because I think what you guys went through is extremely relatable. I think we've all had friend breakups where you're friends with someone, but there's friction. And then, you know, when you have a friend breakup, it's not the same as a regular breakup. You know, in a relationship, you're allowed to just say, I want to break up. But with a friendship, it's weird. It sort of goes through this strange crumbling. And to me, it was really relatable watching you guys. And that's what got me hooked. And then after that, I was kind of like hanging on every silly thing you guys did.
Well, thanks.
Which
I'm
is
glad
sad,
the unraveling of a long-term friendship made for some good TV.
Yeah, thank you so much for sacrificing your friendship for my entertainment. That really worked out well for me.
Not a problem.
You guys, thank you so much for coming on. Tell everybody where they can find you again really quick.
So I'm at Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, same thing. It's I'm Kyle Cook, the letter M, and Kyle Cook, Cook with an E.
Yeah.
And I'm Instagram and Facebook at Christina Blair Gibson without an H, and on Twitter at Christina Gibson without an H as well. So thanks, Ben and Ronnie.
I'm trying to get
so
people on my
talk.
Facebook page.
Did you guys have anything you want to shill? Kyle, you're like an entrepreneur, don't you? Like your bird dog shorts?
Yeah, so I'll take the opportunity to plug
two
things. So,
wait, Kyle, actually, I have to jump off. I'm sorry, I'm at work. Is that good?
Bye, Christina.
Bye, Christina. Thank you so much. We love you.
Thank you guys so much. Have a good rest of your
day.
All
right. You too.
Bye. Bye.
I do have the flexibility to make my own schedule, but it is a little stressful, especially when there's distractions like a TV show. But my side project, I work with the founder of Bird Dogs, which are these gym shorts. You guys got to try them out. They're just the most comfortable shorts. They're very versatile. They have a liner, so you just free ball all day long, as you guys like to make clear.
I see advertisements for all over the place, actually. Yeah.
And then I'm working on, everyone's like, how do you drink so much and eat so much and stay in shape? I'm actually working on a weight loss app that's focused on nutrition, and people can, you know, go to my Instagram page, for example, and find the joinphoenix.com link. It's F-E-N-I-X. It's a one-on-one coach pairing app. So you actually pair up with a health coach and you really focus on, you know, what you're eating and changing your relationship with food. So that's what pays the bills, or I hope it will. Right now I'm actually putting money into it.
Okay.
But yeah, that's, I've basically been working for myself for the last 10 plus years.
All right. Sweet. Well, everyone go buy Kyle's stuff. And thanks so much for coming on. We hope you guys get a season 2, because it was really, really fun to watch. And
I'll be sure to let you guys know.
And we don't want to hold you back from walking busily through the streets of Manhattan, talking on your cell phone, making deals. Because that's what we saw you guys.
Deal. Hopefully there's good. Maybe there'll be a little more city scenes, you know, if we get a season 2. So it's not just like cell phone. Deal.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Back out to Montauk. Yeah. Okay.
Well, it was great talking to you, Kyle.
Thank you, guys. Likewise.
Well,
thank
you later. Thanks.
Thanks for coming on. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. We really appreciate the love and support you guys show us. If you have a minute, go to iTunes and leave a review. And if you don't want to do that, maybe next time you're talking to your friends about Bravo, you mention the podcast. Spreading the word really helps us grow, and it means the world to us. Also, check us out on Instagram and at Twitter. On Instagram, we're at Watch What Crappens. On Twitter, we're at What Crappens. You can also check out me and Ronnie on both platforms. Ronnie is at Ronnie Karam on both Instagram and Twitter, and I'm at B-Side Blog on Instagram and Twitter. Really, thank you guys so much. We really mean it. We appreciate the support. And even if you do none of those things, we're just happy you're listening. Thanks.